So you know, I'm on the road a lot, so one of the things that I have learned is to use audiobook to listen and to hear the books that I cannot read by sitting down, being able to be narrated and read for me. And one of the authors that I came to light in recent time is Kristen Hanna, and she had a series of books that's really good, The Great Alone, and then I'm actually listening to another book by her that's called The Nightingale. And it was set during the 1939 onward, the period when France was occupied by the Nazi, and it highlight the two stories between two sisters. One is Vian, and the other is Isabel. And Isabel is the main character, but Vian is the one that kind of struggle the most, trying to figure out how to save her family, but also how to save her neighbor, even when the Nazi were threatening to harm the people that she know and harm her and harm her family. And so one day, one of the Nazi, the captain, Wolfgang Beck, who kind of lived in her house and kind of confiscate her house living there, asked her to give a list of all the people of interest that would be beneficial for the Nazi regime to kind of filter out. And she felt forced, and she composed that list. And one of the names on that list was her best friend, Rachel de Champlain, who was later captured and taken away because she was a Jew. And so when Vian knew of her action and the consequences of her action, she went to the local convent and she broke down and she cried. And Mother Superior of the local convent came to her, kind of like comfort her. And so this whole dialogue between them was so intriguing that I actually had to pull the car over, record it, type it in my phone and have it here for you. Because I think it's so important with the theme of Palm Sunday and Holy Week. So Vian said, "You know, there is a German billeted at my house, and he asked me which teachers at school were Jewish, communist, or Freemason." "Ah, you answer him," said Mother Superior. "That makes me a fool. That's what Isabel called me, isn't it?" said Vian. "You are no fool, Vian, and your sister is quick to judge. That much I remembered about her. Perhaps they needed your help, perhaps they did not. Certainly, they would have found the names without your help, but that is not what matters." "What do you mean?" said Vian. "I think as this war goes on, we will have to look more deeply. These questions are not about them. It's about us." "I don't know what to do anymore. Antoine, my husband, always took care of everything. They are more than what I can handle now." Then Mother Superior said, "Don't think of who they are. Think about who you are and what sacrifices you can live with and what will break you." "It's all breaking me," said Vian. "I need to be more like Isabel. She's so certain of everything. This war is black and white for her. Nothing seemed to scare her." "Isabel will have her crisis of faith in this too," said Mother Superior. "At will, we all. I had been here before in the Great War. I know the hardships are just beginning. You must stay strong." "By believing in God," said Vian. "Yes, of course. But not only by believing in God. Prayers and faith will not be enough, I am afraid. The path of righteousness is often dangerous. Get ready, Vian. This is only your first test. Learn from it." Then the conversation carried on a little bit more with Mother Superior telling Vian these last words. "You are not alone. and you are not the one in charge. Ask for help when you need it, and give when you can. I think that is how we serve God, each other, and ourselves in times as dark as these. The conversation is wonderful, isn't it? Imagine, a lot of time trials and hardships are overwhelming us, and we feel like this world is becoming more godless, more politically correct, or whatever, straying far away from God by our humanistic desire. And we feel like we're losing a war, or we feel like we're so weak, or that where is God in all of this? And sometimes we beat ourselves very hard that we have failed to love what God calls us to be. But it's important, my brothers and sisters, just like what Mother Superior said to Vian in the conversation, know what is important to us, know who we are, know what we're willing to sacrifice for, and know where we stand. This is only a beginning. The war or the spiritual battle is a lifelong journey. And of course, we all have our breaking points. We all have our breaking points. We're humans. We're not a machine that's perfect. We're not a machine that's somehow going to overcome everything. We're human beings. We're weak. And each of us have our own breaking point. And sometimes we will fail. But what's important then, at times that we fail, we recognize that no matter what, we're not alone. That God is with us. And that we need to rise above what is popular, what the crowd is trying to tell us, in order to stand firm with Christ. You will hear throughout this whole week, and I invite you to attend as much at of the Triduum as you can, in order to see in such a few days, the crowd that welcomed Jesus in will be that same crowd that turned against him and said, crucified him. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I said this to a lot of college students, and I will tell you now, that the friends who like you because you're popular will leave you when you're not. The same crowd that that cheered Jesus were simply bystanders. They follow whoever was vocal, was in control. Yet, that same crowd, the people who were spineless, the people who have no moral value or foundation, left Jesus or couldn't stand to protect him. So don't worry about the crowd, what other people think of you and I. Know who we are. Jesus didn't have to be pretentious. He didn't care about the crowd. He knew his mission. That's why from Palm Sunday until Easter, he was able to be faithful to his mission. Even when the crowd left him, even when his disciples abandoned him, even when he was rejected by his own people, when he was abandoned by all, he stood firm. He was faithful to who he was because he knew who he is. The same thing for us too at Christian, my brothers and sisters. Please don't follow the crowd. Don't search for things that are popular, or don't try to prove ourselves to people who only want us to be popular. Stand with Jesus Christ. Know what we're willing to sacrifice for. Know what is important to us and stand by him. My brothers and sisters, this journey of faith is not easy. But we have been given an example, not by anyone else, but by Christ himself. May we, in our own journey too, choose to be faithful to him and walk with him each day.